The sound out of Afghanistan this morning, where at least 4 people have been killed and 20 injured during protests about the burning of copies of the Quran at a U.S. airbase. Joining us now, Ambassador Peter Galbraith, former United Nations Deputy Special Representative to Afghanistan. Thanks for joining us, Ambassador.
Good morning.
You know, you lost a colleague for over this very issue not all that long ago, certainly recently enough for us to remember how sensitive an issue this is in the Islamic world. I wonder your response to what's happened now.
I'm astonished by it. Not that there is this kind of reaction, but that we seem so persistently not to be able to get this right. We had last year a so-called pastor in Florida burn a Quran. 7 UN workers were murdered in the resulting riots. We know what happens. We've had an issue with Qurans being improperly disposed of at Guantanamo. That was a big black eye on the United States a few years ago. So that is really one point. And the second point is that Afghanistan's really unique on this point. You don't see this. You see a negative reaction elsewhere in the Islamic world, but not like this. And I think it's a couple of things. First, it's a country with high illiteracy that people are very suspicious. But also, I think it reflects a growing popular resentment of the NATO presence. There was a comment that one Afghan made that I saw in the press. He said, the trouble with the Americans is that they're careless with our holy things and they're careless with our country.
And in terms of the strategy of counterinsurgency, Ambassador, certainly the effort to win hearts and minds has to be, if not, ended, but crippled by incidents like this.
Well, I think this illustrates just how difficult, if not impossible, it is for us to do what we're trying to do. I'm not entirely sure what happened in the prison, but I can speculate that the jailers, who are Americans, who cannot read the Arabic script in which the Quran is written, don't know the language, see the inmates passing these books back and forth. They believe, maybe with good reason, that they're passing messages. And so they respond in the way in which jailers would, but without really looking at the ramifications. It's very hard to remake a country if you aren't from the country, if you don't know the language. When our troops are there only on very short 1-year rotations, our diplomats are there on 1-year rotations. It's mission impossible. We're spending $117 billion a year, and it's not working.
And perhaps solved by more Arabic speakers, or no?
Well, we don't have more Arabic speakers. And incidentally, of course, in Afghanistan, we would need Dari and Pashtun speakers. But it really is, we cannot do for a country what the country doesn't want to do for itself. I think we have to recognize the real limits in our ability to remake the world.
Ambassador Peter Galbraith, former United Nations Deputy Special Representative to Afghanistan, responding to the violence out of Afghanistan this morning in which 4 people have been killed during protests because of the accidental burning of copies of the Quran at the Bagram Air Base. Thank you so much.
Thank you.